Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am definitely ready for a break tonight. I am so ready for a break tonight, which is why I am super stoked, thanking God, super excited to be here at Raleigh First Assembly in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we will be doing Call to Worship in just about 3 hours. I was just in the main sanctuary. Matt Pop and the band are in there doing sound checks. So after the first commercial, I'm going to run in there and try to grab Matt and have him come out here. I'm definitely going to make sure he brings his guitar with him, because the guy is just phenomenally talented, and I haven't seen him because he moved to Atlanta for a little while, and then he moved to down to Nashville, where he's leading worship at a church in Nashville, plus he's doing recording and stuff there. So it's just awesome to have him back in the Raleigh area with his band. I've known these guys for a while now, so just super excited that they're here. We've got our volunteers coming in a little bit, but the question is, if you're here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area, will you be here? And so you're like, oh man, I forgot to get my tickets. Oh man. Don't worry about it. The doors will be thrown open to any and all that want to come out and be blessed tonight and to worship with me and the rest of our Call to Action family. My family will be here. And my sister, who's flying in from Chicago, is on her way over here, which is awesome. It's such a blessing that she comes every year. And so just super excited to be here to see what God is going to do tonight. You may have seen this on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, you can check out what the stage looks like. And I just posted a video on my personal page, Steve Noble, but the radio page on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A radio, all together, the letter C, the number two, the letter A, as in Called to Action, C2A radio. And you can check out that there's this beautiful stage, awesome sanctuary, kind of modern venue, and then a single purple chiffon dress on the stage, which is going to be the only prop of the night that's out there, really, as far as things like that goes. And why is there a purple dress on the stage here at a church? Well, that's because it's part of Walt Heyer's testimony, which he'll be sharing tonight. Walt Heyer, now in his mid-70s, who his grandmother down the street from his house, when he was a wee little lad, age 4, his grandmother was dressing him up in a pink and a purple chiffon dress. And that began this decades-long battle of gender confusion, complete with full sex reassignment surgery. Today, he's in his mid-70s. He's speaking out about the truth on transgenderism, sex reassignment surgery. God did an incredible work in his life. He lost his family, lost his career, lost everything. He's been married now for, I think, 17 or 18 years. He was just in Princeton. He was just speaking at Princeton. Yeah, that Princeton, to a group of young Christian leaders from around the country that were there, talking to them about sexual purity and the issue with gender. And so he'll be here tonight. Of course, my slightly older brother from another mother, Dr. Patrick L. Wooden Sr., now Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., the Upper Room Church of God in Christ. He'll be here tonight too, and we'll be doing an onstage interview talking about Black Lives Matter and racism, and really from a black perspective, a white perspective, and then a little bit about the elections. And my friend Jim Young from Capitol Commission will be here to lead us in a time of prayer, not only for our elected officials, but over the election too. And all of that weaving in and out of the praise and worship music that will be emanating from Matt Papa and the band, which is just super powerful. It's going to be an incredible night. And so if you're here in the Triangle area, you can still come here. Don't worry about the tickets. If you want to grab tickets, just to register, if you feel the need to do that, just go to our homepage, c2atoday.com. C2A, the letter C, the number two, the letter A, c2atoday.com. You can register there, or just jump on Facebook, or just come over here. It's RFA Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Just look it up, RFA, as in Raleigh First Assembly, RFA Church, right here in the heart of Raleigh, North Carolina. And just come out. We start on time at 7 p.m. The room will go completely black, And then call to worship will begin. And also an opportunity just to come out and let's do this together. This is the one time a year that we do a public event, and I get to meet many of you for the first time face-to-face. Shake your hand. Thank you for being a part of what God's doing with this radio ministry. A little ministry update tonight. And an opportunity, of course, to include in our worship tonight financially supporting this radio ministry. And thank God we don't need to make big, big bucks here. I do not make money from doing this particular radio show. I have four different jobs as a way of providing for my family. God has provided for me to do that. But doing this radio show really isn't one of them. So we have to raise enough money to just kind of keep the radio show on the air and plugging along, which for the most part, for 1 year, is anywhere between $40,000 and $50,000 keeps the whole thing afloat. And it really is just me. I mean, there's people on Truth Radio that do the syndication, like Howard, my producer over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There's some other folks that help here and there. But for the most part, this is like the little guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. And the little guy in this case happens to be, well, me. So it's going to be an incredible night. So please, if you can join us, come on out and be a part of this. And we'll, of course, be talking about the election. We'll be talking about those types of things. But ultimately, it's not about that tonight. It's about the Lord. And I think we're all due for a break in terms of just not talking about politics, not really dealing with that. I think we're all ready for just a night of praise and worship to remind ourselves that despite the condition of the country, despite what's going on with this election, despite what's happening, even inside the confines of the church, evangelical and otherwise, that God is still on the throne, that we still have so much to be thankful for. We cannot sell our joy down the river based on the condition of our country. And yes, my heart grieves for America. I grieve and I mourn and I weep and I'm concerned over the here and the now, as we should be, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to pray for those in authority over us. Yes, all of that in the here and the now, longing for, looking forward to, hoping for, putting my faith in the there and the then. When God's kingdom comes to full fruition here on the earth, Jesus comes back, all these ills, all these problems, all these concerns, all these heartbreaks, all of them gone forever and ever for those who are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that. So all at the same time, we have this incredible joy everlasting, which Matt will be singing about all night, and we'll be talking about lifting up the name of the Lord and lifting up testimony and lifting up his truth, all the while in the midst of this mess. That's the presidential election, what's going on with the emails, what's going on with Donald Trump, this, that, and the other thing. But God is the main thing, and he's the main thing here tonight, a call to worship. All right, I'm going to run in there to the sanctuary, try to grab Matt Papa, get him to come in here with his guitar, and then we'll spend some time with Matt. Please come out tonight, RFA Church, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We start sharp at 7 p.m., so get here a little earlier than that. And we want to worship with you tonight at Call to Worship. This is Steve Noble of Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back. Okay, I'll give you this. David Bowie is really good. He was really good, right? But he wasn't, at least unbeknownst to him, he wasn't glorifying God. Now, I happen to think that every incredible musician, every talented artist, every person that can do something super, super well is actually bearing out the image of God. Now, even when David Bowie does music in and of itself, because of the lyrics and even what's in his heart, that if it's not glorifying to God, in the book of Romans, it says things that are not done out of faith are sin. So, for example, take this, work through this one, chew through this one. And by the way, this is Steve Noble. I'm live from RFA Church here in Raleigh, North Carolina, called to worship. And Matt Papa is out there with his guys doing their sound check. I'm going to have him in here in the studio after the next break. And so he'll be playing some music and talking about, his experience here with Call to Worship over the last couple years. And this is the third year in a row that we've done it. And I didn't expect that to happen after the first one. I thought we were one and done, but people were just like, oh man, Steve, you got to keep doing these. Okay, Lord, I'm perfectly willing and somewhat able, but you have to do everything else. And so he certainly has. So anyway, back to David Bowie and all this kind of stuff. Listen, even when David Bowie is not doing things out of faith, And that's sin, because he's doing it for himself, you know, and I don't know the man's heart, and now he's dead, sadly. But I don't know his heart, so I can't judge him on that. But just when I see and hear and experience people's creativity, I almost always, and especially when they're unbelievers, or we assume they're unbelievers, and they don't even know, and they don't even understand the Imago Dei. They don't get that. They don't understand that they're made in God's image. And all of those incredible talents that any human being has, whether it's Michael Jordan on the basketball court, or Tiger Woods on the golf course, or somebody in the political realm, somebody in the acting realm, somebody in the musical realm, somebody in the art realm, somebody in the acting realm, or on Broadway, or what have you, a car mechanic, an excellent car mechanic, an incredible CPA, somebody that's decent on the radio, all of those things are only made possible because God has created us in his image. We are his special creation. We are unlike anything else in the entire universe, unlike the plant life, unlike the animal life, unlike all these, unlike the mountains and the cosmos. 70 sextillion stars is about where we're at right now and understanding just in how enormous the cosmos is. And all of that stuff, all shouts the glory of God. So even when, like my favorite secular band, The Police, and U2, and now U2, a couple of them actually are believers, but, and The Police, I have no reason to believe any of them are followers of Christ, but even then, I'm like, yeah, you know what, this is really creative, this is really awesome, these are some really talented people, and the sad thing is, they get all that because of God, and they don't recognize him, and they don't give him glory. Well, tonight, that's all we're going to do. This whole thing tonight, even in when we're asking for financial help. And by the way, if you want to help this radio show financially, you can't get here to Call to Worship tonight. That's fine. That's not a problem. I mean, I wish you could, obviously. But if you can't, and this just, God uses this show to touch you, to challenge you, to encourage you, to help you down the road of faith, then I would humbly ask you to consider making a donation. And by the way, that's tax-free, tax-deductible, I mean, because we're set up just like a church. It's a 501c3, to use tax lingo, and which means your donations to Call to Action Radio are tax-deductible. And so if you would consider doing that, that would be a huge blessing to me, to this effort. God invites us all to be along with what he's doing. And so he doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need this radio show. He allows it. He encourages it. He enables it. And so if it's been a blessing to you, I would ask you to humbly consider blessing it back by just helping to support financially. So you can do a one-time gift. Just go to our website, c2atoday.com. I'll get the numbers in from tonight. You know, it costs about $7,000 to do an event like this. And we're a small ministry, like I mentioned before. So we really take a big leap of faith as an offering to the Lord. The music, the venue, what I say, what Pastor Wooden says, what Walt Heyer says about his testimony as a transgendered, former transgender person. All of that's just an offering to God, as is the offering that will be collected tonight. So in the next few days, I'll tell you what comes in tonight in terms of supporting the ministry. And if we have any kind of major shortfall, I'll let you know about that. But another thing, especially if you're aware of Facebook, and really anymore these days, who isn't? One thing, I've got two dear friends. And one of them, I think, will definitely be here tonight. But they both offered to do kind of a matching grant specifically for Facebook. So right now, we've got about 7,000 people that that know about the Call to Action Facebook page and can see the content and can see when we do live video like we are right now. And when we do the show on live video, Facebook Live, it stays up there so people can access that content. And on a monthly basis, generally, we're interacting. The things that get posted on the Facebook page for Call to Action, which are stories that I talk about and the show itself and interactions that I have, it's usually 50, 60, 70,000 people a month springing off of that about 7,000 people right now. Like the page. Well, get this. With one of the most brilliant people I know, who's finishing up his PhD in ethics at Southeastern, the seminary where I usually broadcast from, he's also a social media guru. So we ran a series of test ads on Facebook a couple months ago just to see, you know, what kind of messaging is synonymous with Call to Action Radio, and that's going to draw out the interest of believers or conservative-minded people or even people that are anti both of those things, and get their attention and get them to come to the page and begin to experience what Call to Action is what God is doing through Call to Action. So we did several different, they're called page-like ads. Okay, so it's just like advertising. Because it's a lot easier to get to more people on Facebook than it is to add radio stations, which can be quite costly in Christian radio. So Leonard does a series of ads, and he gets it down to 10 cents per page like. So you run ads about religious freedom. You run ads about evangelism. You run ads about discipleship and catching people's attention. And like this page if you agree with this statement. And 10 cents per like is what Leonard, my brilliant friend, was able to get this campaign down to. So here's what we're going to be doing starting later this month in November for the next 12 months. So my two friends have both offered up $250 a month. So that's $500 a month. They want everybody else that feels led to help with this to match it. So like if it's $10 a month, that will add 100 people to the Facebook page. 100 people. So if you did $10 a month for 12 months, that's 1,200 people. So we're going to do $100 a month. Check that out. That's 1,000 people. But if people are donating, and this will happen tonight as well, and we get to another $500 a month in monthly donations for the next year, that gets matched by the other 500. Now, $1,000 a month on these Facebook ads will bring 10,000 more people into the listening audience, into the people on Facebook, the audience on Facebook that can be interacting with the content that you interact with here on a daily basis most of the time, or the podcasts or the stories that I post and we talk about, or the guests that come on, or the ministries that we feature. Listen, I find out every once in a while, God will show me every once in a while how he's using the radio show to impact other people. And I found out just in the last 6 months, about $200,000 worth of donations were made to other ministries because people heard them on this show. And God just gives me, because he knows I can be so egotistical. He knows I can be so prideful that he just shows me a little glimpse every once in a while of how he's using it. So imagine the impact if we can have enough folks, if maybe you're one of them, that can match and do $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever it is. For every 10 cents, we add another person. So in 1 year from right now, imagine this. We go from 7,000 to 127,000. Per people on the Facebook page. And that's 100,000, 120,000 more people that will hear and interact and be challenged by the content that you hear every day on Call to Action Radio. So that's part of what we're doing. I'm going to go grab Matt Papa. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, live from RFA Church here in the beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, it's not so beautiful today. It's kind of dreary, but it's not raining. It's beautiful in terms of its temperature. It is fall around here, obviously. But tonight, Call to Worship, not too late for you to come out. Don't worry about the tickets. Don't worry about registration. Don't worry about all that stuff. You missed that door already. That closed. But you still can come, so don't worry about that. I still want you to be here and be a part of what God's going to do tonight, what he's done really over the last 2 years, and this is the third year of Called to Worship. And, of course, back for a third time, my good friend Matt Papa. Matt, how are you?
Hello.
You're back.
I'm back.
How you doing?
I think I'm good, man. I think I'm doing good, yeah.
You think you're okay?
I think so, yeah. Well, I'm all of it. You know, that's just a complicated question.
Yes. It doesn't have to be a complicated question, Matt. I think you turned it into a complicated question. But yes, because you just flew in, what, earlier today?
Yeah.
From Nashville.
Yes.
By way
yes.
of Atlanta, and you used yes. to live in Raleigh.
Yep.
So what happened there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, we sensed in our last couple years of being in Raleigh that God had just other stuff for us. We started really praying about being in an area where there was I feel like for this next season sort of a calling compelled to serve younger artists and writers.
Yeah. And you're doing some workshops along those lines, aren't you?
Yep. Starting to do a lot of that. We just had a guy who actually we have a space to do it, actually, a guy who's been willing to kind of give us that a space to do that. So yeah, so being in Nashville, Tennessee, I've always said I would never move there because of the clichéness of it.
It's the mecca of all kinds of industry stuff, music industry.
The clichéness of it and the Bible beltiness of it, but it's a really there's a lot of need there because there's people there for one, but there is a huge influx of internationals right now.
Wow.
And a lot of growth of obviously musicians and artists because of the it's a lot cheaper to live than New York or LA or something like that.
That's for sure.
So yeah, there's a lot of field there to
cool.
to people to serve and people to love there for sure. And
the fields are white unto harvest,
are they not? Yeah, yeah.
All the time. Just because you've experienced Call to Worship the last 2 years, and it's our third year, thank God for that, and having you here. So what's been your impression? I mean, you do concerts and worship events and stuff all over the country and spend a lot of time doing that. But what's Call to Worship been like for you? Not only the fact that you are, you know, doing the praise and worship, but what you've seen in terms of the testimony and the nights in general over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's a good question. I really do feel like it's a special thing, because I feel like more than other events that we do, it's built more around stories, you know, people's stories.
Yeah.
And I love that about it. And I was actually in a conversation the other day about how where we live, you know, it's so saturated with Christianity and the gospel and the Bible and all that kind of stuff. And so I think the tendency is to you almost have a caricature in your mind about all the people in this area are sort of like this, but you what's actually true is that no human being is a caricature. No human being is 2D. All of us have a depth of a story that God knows only fully, but that is it's so complex and so mysterious, but beautiful in what God's doing, and a redemption story. Every person has one, you know, and
that's
it's
right.
And so I love that about this event. I love highlighting those, and it's just a great reminder of how the Lord works in any of us.
Yeah, in the book of the Revelation, of course, the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony, and I don't think we hear testimony often enough. But tell us about the new album. You got a brand new album out, Church Songs, and you can find out more about it, friends, at mattpapa.com. But tell us about where that came from, and then I think you're going to share one of those songs with us.
Sure. So it's been a little bit since I've released something, but I had a sort of set of hymns that I'd written with various folks, and wanted to get them out. So it's an EP. It's five hymns that I've written, and they're all, I think they're all very, very singable, and very that's the hope anyway, and that's why we taught it the way we did it.
So. Yeah, cool. You gonna do one for us?
Yeah. So this one is called His Mercy Is More, and it comes from a John Newton quote. I'll sing it. For the guitar, right?
Yep, that's right. Good. There you go.
And what love could remember, no wrongs we have done. Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment, His life was the cost. We stood neath a debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the mercy is more. stronger than darkness. New every morn. Our sins they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness. New every morn. Our sins they are many. His mercy is more. Sins they are many, his mercy is more.
Beautiful. Gee, that's always amazing. I'm just kind of freaked out every time we just sit around and get a chance to hear you play and what God has put into you. So when you hear a quote, you know, it's a John Newton quote or wherever it may come from. You used a lot of quotes in your songs in the past, the ocean, what from the last album. Where does it kind of go from there? Does it just kind of stick in your craw? And now I got to get this. I got to do something with this. Just kind of take us through the process.
Yeah. So sometimes what will happen, with that sort of thing, when there's a text or when there's a quote or something that grabs me, it will typically have like a sound to it. You know, it'll have like a color or like a thing about it. You know, I guess a simple way to break it down is that, you know, I'm even teaching I've got four kids, one on the way. So we're learning music stuff now. And so I'm teaching my kids the difference between a major chord and a minor chord. You know, major sounds happy, minor sounds sad, you know, and they're getting great at recognizing it. But there's that's a very simple but easy way, you know. So every the different kinds of truths that you encounter or come across, they have a color to them, they have an emotion to them, you know. And so I guess I try to be sensitive to that, and I try to feel what and create an atmosphere or that quote or truth conveys. And with that one specifically, I love it because I feel like, you know, our sins are many, his mercy is more. To me, it's such a powerful thing to say, is like in worship. I feel like when it's done right, it's this sort of mixture of simultaneously like fear and just, you know, wonder. Yeah. And in a sense, guilt over our sin, and sort of swirled with this sort of exhilarating rush with recognizing grace and forgiveness. Yeah. And it's both at the same time. And when you have both at the same time, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's that both and of the life of walking with Jesus Christ. Matt Papa, always great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in and doing Called to Worship again. I'll let you get back in there, and then we'll get going here in just a couple hours. It's great to see you again, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, when you come back, when we all come back, well, just a few parting comments. But you heard it for yourself. Just an amazing blessing to have Matt here with us tonight. It's not too late for you to be a part of it. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you, as always, live from RFA Church here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And if you heard Matt Papa in the last segment of the show, you know why I come hell or high water, quite frankly. I'm going to make sure he's here as far as I can every year for Call to Worship. And God willing, we'll do this again next year and every year until God calls me home, perhaps. But he's just a phenomenal talent and really just loves the Lord. He's a very deep person. Very artistic. So the way he writes, not only music, but his book, Look and Live, which is fantastic. He wrote an entire book which sounded like lyrics. I mean, the whole thing, you might as well be singing it. He's just a phenomenal talent. So not only during the time when he's doing his praise and worship music, and most of it is his stuff tonight, some of it is some things that he brings in. The last song of the night, a great Chris Tomlin song, Good, Good Father. I asked him to close with that. But in between, like he leading up to the next song, he'll just drop some incredible content right into the middle of it. So he's not only a wonderful talent in terms of music, but a fantastic preacher and teacher of God's word. He's been down a very interesting road himself. He was mentioning about stories in the past with Call to Worship, and we went from 5 to 3, and now tonight, just one main one main story, one main testimony tonight, because it is a doozy. Walt Heyer, who I've mentioned many, many times, and he'll be on the show with me, by the way, tomorrow. So Walt will be in here in the studio with me tomorrow. I think we're going to have Bishop Wooden on the phone tomorrow. So if you can't join us here tonight in Raleigh, you'll get a little taste of it tomorrow. And by the way, we are filming the whole thing tonight. So we've got all the digital cameras and everything here that RFA already uses. So they're going to be filming the entire evening, which we've kind of missed the boat on that the last 2 years, but this time it'll happen. And so it'll just be incredible to hear Walt's story tonight and the praise and worship time together. So if you're in the Triangle, I really want you to go out of your way, because you will be blessed, and get over here tonight to RFA Church. You can go to the homepage at c2atoday.com, jump on over to the Eventbrite page and register for tickets. But even if you don't have time to do that, and just like, hey, I'm going to get over there, I'm just going to show up. Just make sure you're here before 7. At 7 p.m., the lights will go black, and that's when it'll start. So you don't want to be the person walking in at 7:04 when the whole place is black, everybody's transfixed by the video on the screen, and in you walk. So either get here before 7 o'clock, or maybe come in at about 10 after. I'm just warning you, if you come in the 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes after 7, that's not going to feel too good for anybody. And everybody in the room is going to look at you. And then when we're done, I'm going to introduce you by name, and we'll just have that really cute, awkward moment together. But if you can get here tonight, you'll be blessed and be a part of what God's going to do once again at Call to Worship. But if you can't, again, we'll have Walt on tomorrow and Bishop Wooden on tomorrow. And then also, like I mentioned earlier, an opportunity for you to, if this show has been blessing you and what God's doing here has been blessing you, I would ask that you prayerfully consider supporting it financially. And like I mentioned before, on Facebook especially, I've got two friends that are doing $250 a month each, but they want it to be matched, and that's going to go into a Facebook page campaign, which is going to put about 10,000 people more per month onto the Facebook page. So in a year from now, we'd be up over about 120,000 people on the Facebook page. That is a lot of people to interact with. That's a lot of territory to cover, and the fields are white unto harvest. And whether people are Christians or not, we all need encouragement. We all need to be challenged. We all need to hear more about God's view on every nook and cranny of life, which is really what this radio show is about. And so it just gives us access to more people. And that's what we want. Not for me. I'm not building my kingdom. If I wanted to get rich, I would have picked a lot of other things to do with my life than what God has led me to. So it's all kingdom focused, and you can be a part of that. So hope you'll prayerfully consider that. Just go to the webpage. You can go to c2atoday.com and take care of that there, c2atoday.com. Well, I did want to mention a couple other things, just what's going on in the news. So if you're frustrated and freaked out and wondering what in the world's going to be happening in the next week, today is Tuesday, November 1st, 1 week from today, Tuesday, November 8th, the big election, which is moving rapidly in terms of what's happening in the polls as you look at that and what's going on with Hillary Clinton and the FBI email investigation being reopened. Now she referred just the other day to Yuma Abedin, who before she said if she had a second daughter, it'd be Yuma. And now she's just saying one of my staffers. I think there's not a whole lot of real allegiance there for the Clinton clan. But I would just challenge you, and we're going to talk about this tonight here at Called to Worship, to pray for these people. Anybody that drives you nuts. Like, when's the last time any of us prayed for Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Chelsea Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi, or you name the person? Maybe you're on the other side of the aisle and I say Rush Limbaugh and you want to go throw up in your mouth. And the question is, how often do we pray for those that we feel like are our enemies? You know, Jesus calls us to a whole different way of living, to pray for those, not only those in authority over us, but those that are our enemies. If the Roman soldier says, walk with me for a mile and carry my junk, you offer to take it 2 miles. You get slapped on the right side, you turn the left cheek. That is the type of witness that the world notices and that sticks with them. That's what happened in the early church, first 200-400 years, as the Christians were just basically drawn and quartered, fed to the lions, but they were helping the poor. Women were treated equally with the men and with the children as well, and they just lived a different kind of life. And over time, 200-300 years, people saw the difference. And they wanted that. The other things that the world would offer them were all coming up short. And then Rome, just like America, seems to be on the same path, collapsing in on its own immorality and poor governance. And Rome, by the way, like America, kept offering more and more to people. And then it just can't sustain that. Try to live your own life that way. See how long it takes you to go broke and to be clamoring for bankruptcy protection and all the other stuff. So Rome itself collapsing in on its own sin, on its own mismanagement. And as that whole thing is burning, all right, we know that phrase, Rome is burning. As the whole thing's crumbling down, there's this little jewel down underneath the pile that people had noticed it was there. They noticed it was different. They throw him to the lions and they sing songs to this god of theirs. And the next thing you know, the whole thing, starting with Constantine, starts to flip around. Now, that's another story in and of itself. The church gets powerful, but because the church is made up of fallen human beings, they take advantage of that power. We've seen that in our own country. Because we basically are not great people, we can be very depraved and very wicked. Jeremiah was right. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? Which means God doesn't grade on a curve, but we do. And so we take advantage of those things. And pretty much anything we set our shoulders to eventually is going to collapse because of our sin. But back then, the church, well, she was shining brightly amidst all the chaos. Are we shining brightly like that today? So as the country continues to unfold and as morality continues to be sold down the river, is there going to be there is a remnant. God promised it. He said that he always keeps for himself a remnant. Hopefully that's you, and hopefully that's me, and hopefully it's a lot of people. I'm sure it is here tonight at Called to Worship. And will we be there to maintain our witness, to love the outsider, to love the lost, to love those on the other side of the aisle, to show them decency and respect that, quite frankly, they wouldn't expect from us? And that's what the other day on Saturday, many of you knew this on Facebook, that you know I spent a little over an hour with a crew from CNN that boiled down to about a 6-second clip from that interview. Whatever. I wasn't there for that. I was there for them. Primarily there to be a witness for Christ, and secondarily to be a witness to those three people. And it was amazing to watch what God did in that little over an hour. They heard the gospel. They experienced, I think, a strong Christian conservative that they weren't expecting. And so that was really the greatest value there. Not how much screen time I got or what I said in front of a camera, or they spent a lot of time here at RFA Church on Sunday morning. And that was great exposure for RFA. And they talked to a lot of people here. That's all wonderful. But the primary interest, the primary focus was loving them where they're at. I could tell definitely two out of the three of them didn't know the Lord, and to share the gospel with them in a winsome and gentle way. You could just see God working in their minds as they were experiencing something that, quite frankly, they probably didn't expect to experience. And so that's the opportunity we have. You don't have to be me or have a radio show or do something on the TV. That's irrelevant. That's just a different lane. I'm not any better, any bigger, any more important than any other Christian. I'm just in a different lane than you are. And God's not going to hold you accountable for other people's stuff. He's going to hold you accountable for yours. And so the question is, how are we witnessing to the people in our lives? How are we portraying the Imago Dei, the image of God in ourselves? And what kind of impact are we making? Can you be full of truth as well as grace? John chapter 1, that was Jesus. That's the deal. That's the bar for all of us. And we'll be trying to do that tonight once again here at RFA Church in Raleigh. It's 7 o'clock. Call to Worship. This is our third annual year of doing it. So I hope if you're in the area and you can get here, that you will. If you want some more details, you can just go to the homepage at c2atoday.com, c2atoday.com, or on Facebook. Just go to my radio show Facebook page. That's facebook.com/C2A Radio. So we open, we go dark. I have a couple things to say in the dark, and then we have a video, and then we go right into the praise and worship time. Walt Heyer will be up and share his testimony. I'll spend some time with Bishop Wood, and we'll dive into the Black Lives Matter and racism issues from a black and white perspective. It's very interesting to talk to him about these things because he doesn't really fit anybody's stereotype. But that's an issue that's swirling all around us, and he is absolutely committed to the Word of God. He's a registered independent, as I am these days, and he says things that both sides will find uncomfortable because he's pursuing the things of God. So that'll be time during the evening as well. And then Jim Young, who runs Capital Commission, who you've heard me say this for years, pray1tim2.org. That's the website, pray1tim2. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, where God doesn't suggest, he doesn't even wink, wink, nudge, nudge, nod, nod. He commands that we pray for those in authority over us. So Jim will encourage us and challenge us tonight and then lead us in a time of prayer, not only for our elected officials, but the people running for office in the election itself. So you can get here. If there's any way you can, we would love to have you here, obviously, tonight at Call to Worship. Go to the homepage, c2atoday.com, or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. And if you do make it, please, please make sure that you get my attention before you leave here tonight, because I really do want to say hello, meet you face to face, and thank you for being a part of what God's doing here. This is Steve Noble. This is Called to Action Radio. Tonight is Called to Worship. And please, if you can't make it, pray for us. It's going to be a pretty incredible night. And God willing, as always, I'll talk to you again real soon.